Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Margaret McCall, you're listening to Business Life Works, the radio show that guides you and coaches you on using the harmonic matching process to create a fulfilling life. You know, part of creating a fulfilling life is resilience. And I think of resilience in a very simplistic way. It's the ability to bounce back in a healthy place from well-being, to bounce back from adversity, to bounce back from those challenging times that we all experience in every aspect of our life from time to time. It can be financial, it can be relationships, it can be our career, it can be our health, and many other aspects of life that can come into our world and kind of throw us that curveball. Well, today we are here with Dr. Steven. Sideroff. Dr. Steven, are you with us?
I am here. Good to be with you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're here with us. I want to give our listeners some information about you, and then I'll have you kind of chime in and tell us a little bit more about this topic and how you got invested in the whole concept of resilience. So let me give a little information, and then I'll give you a chance to talk with us. So Dr. Steven Sideroff is an internationally recognized psychologist, executive, and medical consultant, and expert in resilience, longevity, optimal performance, addiction, neurofeedback, and mental health. That is a mouthful. That's a lot of information that he's going to be able to help us. Dr. Sideroff has published pioneering research in these fields. He is an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Biobehavioral Sciences and Rheumatology at UCLA's Geffen School of Medicine. He was the founder and former clinical director of the Stress Strategies Program of UCLA Santa Monica Hospital and former clinical director of Moonview Treatment and Optimal Performance Center. Dr. Sideroff has helped establish innovative training and treatment approaches in optimal functioning mind-body medicine in the U.S., China, and Europe, and hosted summits in longevity, resilience, and leadership. His new book is called The Nine Pillars of Resilience, The Proven Path to Master Stress, Slow Aging, and Increase Vitality. In a nutshell, Dr. Sideroff has created a groundbreaking approach to resilience, peak performance, and transformation for individuals and corporations. He is a thought leader and research pioneer and has established training programs around the world. Welcome, Dr. Sideroff. I'm so happy to have you on our show today.
Thank you very much, Margaret. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, yes. You are a very, very busy person. So tell us, your book, how's that coming along? It's been out how long now?
It just came out this past Tuesday, so wow. It's just about just a few days, actually.
Great, perfect timing. Well, I'm thrilled to be part of the marketing effort here because this is such an important topic. My field is mental health, and so resilience is critical, being able to perform on an optimal level to get up each day and feel good, right? That's critical.
It's absolutely critical, and we're faced with so many challenges in our lives today on all different levels. And so how you start off your day already is very important. Most people start their day kind of overwhelmed by all the stresses they have to do and deal with in their lives. And so resilience is such an important concept in helping people live a healthier as well as a more successful and happier life.
Yes, that certainly makes sense. Well, why don't we, I have lots of questions for you, but before we get started with my questions, tell us a little bit more about how you got involved with this whole topic of resilience and peak performance.
You know, I started my career in brain research looking at where and how learning and memory take place in the brain. But when I moved into clinical work, the very first thing that I realized, the very first thing I realized was how important stress is in all of our lives. You can be doing pretty well in your life, but as you have more and more stresses, your ability to cope, your ability to handle things begins to break down. And so it's so important for people to be able to handle stress, because when you don't, you wind up with physical symptoms, you wind up with cognitive impairment, and you wind up with emotional reactivity to situations. And so stress becomes an important issue in our lives. But the other thing I learned very quickly is that people have a lot of resistance to dealing with stress, interestingly enough. And the reason is that stress is not just bad, that a certain level of stress actually helps us perform better and live a better life. In fact, Margaret, I would guess that just about every one of your successes in your life has been associated, and all of the people in your audience, has been associated with stress.
Mm-hmm.
Every time
I would say that's true. I would say that's very true. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, one of my early mentors, Donald Hebb, a pioneer in neuroscience, coined the phrase, neurons that fire together, wire together. And our brains have been wired to actually seek out stress for those very reasons. But there's an optimal level of stress within which we perform at our best. And unfortunately, because of all the stresses in our lives, most of us go well beyond that optimal level of stress into the danger zone where breakdown begins to occur. And so that's why I shifted from working in stress management to coming up with a model of resilience that I think is something for everybody to strive toward. And when you focus in on resilience, you are looking for that sweet spot, that optimal level of stress, where you don't call it good, you don't call it bad. You say, this is the level within which I function at my best. And that's what my work is designed to do, is to help people find that sweet spot.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I think we can all relate to finding the sweet spot. I think we know when we've like gone over the edge a bit with stress, where we just, you know, we're not sleeping, our behavior starts to be impacted, maybe in terms of reacting instead of responding, or we start to make poor decisions. I'm sure you can give us some more information about all that. So this is fascinating. Let's talk about your book, The Nine Pillars. I have a lot of questions for you. Would it make sense for you to go through those nine pillars with us?
I'd like to highlight what I consider some of the most important points. And we can start with, you know, as you described resilience as the ability to bounce back. And that's most people's conception of resilience. And I take a little bit of a different take on resilience.
Okay.
Because most of us have learned how to deal with the stresses in our lives based on the lessons of our childhood. And those lessons were not necessarily the best lessons. You know, observing our parents, how they dealt with stress, observing our parents, how they dealt with, you know, whether it's a financial problem or a conflict. And we observed them, and we took on those lessons. And so as adults, we are addressing the stresses of our lives and the challenges we face based on lessons that don't serve us at our best. And so one of the keys to my model is having a growth mindset. And a growth mindset means you're looking to see where and how you're not handling stress at its best, and you need to learn better approaches. And so when you look at a shortcoming in yourself, instead of saying, oh, this is a shortcoming, this is something I have difficulty with, we look at shortcomings as opportunities to learn and grow. And that's the basis of a growth mindset. And so when we are challenged by a stress and we deal with the stress, what you want to do afterward is to say to yourself, what's the lesson that I learned in this experience that I can improve upon? And so the next encounter I have with a challenge or a stress like this, I will handle it better. And so we learn from each stressful experience. And so I refer to resilience as the ability to bounce forward, where you don't come back to the same old place you were, where, you know, you may have been anxious about dealing with the stress, you may have been fearful about dealing with the stress, and instead, at the end, you say, look what I was able to do. I was able to handle the situation. And you own that success, you figure the lessons you learned from it so that you're better off. You know, I said earlier, you know, we talked about how stress and success are linked. But other things get linked as well. For example, let's look at anxiety. You know, I have a lot of people that I work with who are anxious. And they look at something they need to be doing, and they're anxious about whether they will be able to succeed, whether they'll be able to do it or not. And then they do it, and they're successful. But what do they remember about that experience? Without focusing on the fact that I handled it well, what we typically walk away from the experience with is that we were anxious before doing it. And again, neurons that fire together wire together, and many people who are anxious have paired anxiety with the fact that they actually handled the situation well. And so here too, people carry anxiety because they've linked that to things turning out okay. So we need to learn the lessons of each experience and grow from each experience and grow out of the notion that I'm somebody who's anxious, for as an example.
Very interesting. That is fascinating. So how do you work with people on this topic? Do you coach them?
So it's a process of recognizing that the existing approach is not getting the results that you want. And then you shift to a more effective approach that is based on my 9 pillars of resilience. And so I just highlighted one of them, which is the 5th pillar, mental balance and mastery, which means having a growth mindset, but also having a positive mindset. And so again, let's think about how a lot of people start their day. They start their day by worrying about what can go wrong. They start their day by identifying things in their day that they're maybe, again, as I referred before, anxious about getting them done. And they get to the end of their day, and they may feel relief that things turned out okay. So again, they're pairing their worry and anxiety with things turning out okay and reinforcing an old belief system. And so from the fifth pillar of resilience, of mental balance and mastery. We catch ourselves and we shift into a positive mindset in which we focus on what can go right today, that we think about how things are going to go right. And from that perspective, we actually function better. One of the problems with the stress response, as we said, a certain amount is okay, but when you push it too far, breakdown occurs. And one of the ways that breakdown occurs, Margaret, is that our brains tend to shift into the lower centers of our brain under stress. And we go into the more primitive survival mechanisms of the brain, in which we are less flexible and have less access to the most recently evolved parts of our brain, the prefrontal cortex. And so stress can actually create cognitive fog, can create greater difficulty in the thinking process. And so when you start your day with a positive mindset, with a positive what can go right, you're literally arming yourself with a more effective brain as you go through your day.
You know, that fits very well with a lot of the work that Martin Seligman did, Dr. Martin Seligman, on optimism versus pessimism, right? It certainly fits in, and it makes good sense. I'm thinking right now of two people who tend to be anxious and stressed much of the time, but they handle it differently. But in both cases, they set themselves up through, you know, the mindset of negativity and just what you were saying earlier of what can go wrong or, you know, why they can't do certain. One person approaches it from the standpoint of all the things she can't do because it's going to, I can't do this because it's going to cause this, or I can't do that. And so she's got all these limits in terms of how far she can drive or, you know, how far she can walk or just limitations. And then the other person doesn't handle it quite that way, but he does get overwhelmed with stress and anxiety. And so I find in experience with him more of a reactivity to things. If you ask something of him, it's like he can't handle it. You know, it's one more thing. I think we can all think of individuals or look at ourselves and say, you know, are these things that I do and what's causing that? So this is very helpful, the perspective you're bringing to this.
Well, so now let's turn to my first pillar of resilience, because that's our conversation leads right into that. And the first three of my pillars have to do with relationship, but the first one, maybe the most important, is our relationship with ourselves. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, we have this voice that we listen to and talks to us 24/7, right?
Yeah.
And this is the voice that gets us into a lot of trouble, because where does the voice come from? You know, we just, it's sort of like, you know, does a fish know that it's in water? And the same thing is true with our voice. It's like, oh, that's me. But the voice is really the distillation of all the lessons learned in our childhood. And all of those lessons from childhood get funneled into that internal voice, what I sometimes refer to as our internal parent, that's always there telling us why we should do it this way or why not do it that way. But it's typically a critical, judgmental voice. It's typically, you know, we all develop some level of negativity growing up for many different reasons, but not the least of which is how we're treated by our parents or just how we see them operating in the world. And so we learn to be critical, we learn to be judgmental, and many of us learn to be hard on ourselves. And so I like to say that if we're feeling uncomfortable, there's some message that we're giving ourselves that is creating that discomfort. So we walk into a group of people, and we're feeling a little uncomfortable, a little nervous. And it's probably because we're giving ourselves a message that these people may judge you. You may say the wrong thing. You may not be as smart as the other people. You may say something that makes you look stupid. Messages like that are going to cause us to feel uncomfortable when we walk into a group of people. And so one of the things I really emphasize in my work with people is to start monitoring and noticing the voice inside yourself and notice how critical or judgmental it tends to be. Because that's at the heart of insecurity and self-doubt and undermining your foundation.
That's a very, very good point, and I don't think you can hardly say enough about that, right? Absolutely.
Right.
We have to take a quick segment break, but we're going to come back in just a moment with more information about these pillars. We're here today with Dr. Steven Sidaroff, talking about his book, The Nine Pillars of Resilience. Stay tuned.
Did you know that more than 54% of Americans fight with people close to them because of stress? That people with positive social relationships recover from illness faster? And that people who have a best friend at work are 7 times more likely to be engaged in their jobs? The Relationship Code teaches us to empower ourselves in all types of relationships with the new techniques and insights of the 4-step harmonic matching process. The harmonic process integrates psychology with universal principles to help people achieve their desires. In the Relationship Code, you'll learn to create positive self-fulfilling prophecies, communicate effectively, enhance relationships on the job, overcome everyday and long-term challenges, and develop extraordinary outcomes. Published by Career Press and available now, you can go to www.margaretmacraw.com or call 410-366-9111 to order the book. Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach as well as a holistic health practitioner and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction. Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you 4 essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website tuneintolove.com.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We are here today with Dr. Steven Sidaroff. He is the author of his new book, the many books, I believe. How many books do you have right now?
This is my 3rd.
Okay. And this book is just out on the market. It's called The 9 Pillars of Resilience, The Proven Path to to master stress, slow aging, and increase vitality. Do you want to give our listeners your website and tell us what they might find on your website? If there's anything particular for them you'd like them to know, now's a good time to tell them.
Of course, of course. So it's drstephensideroff.com. And I have a lot of my articles up, a lot of my podcasts, a lot of my interviews, and a lot of very useful information to support people on their path to greater resilience.
Wonderful. And then do you do counseling or coaching on the side if somebody was interested in contacting you? Is that even possible? I know you're super busy in all your work right now.
Well, I do have a small private practice, and I also do a lot of consulting with corporations and executives. Mm-hmm. And I have a special program I call The Path, which is a path for executives in which they come to Los Angeles and do a 3 to 5 day intensive, and I put a team of professionals, each with a different approach, together for an intensive experience.
Oh, that sounds good. So that's on your website.
Right.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, let's get back into this topic of the 9 pillars. You gave some information about the first pillar before we took a segment break, and I recall you had said your first 3 of the 9 pillars is all about relationship. So, and then the first pillar, of course, is about relationship to self. Do you want to move
right
on to the second pillar, or is there something else you'd
yes
like to say?
No, yes, let's continue. And let me just emphasize that, you know, I've distilled everything that is involved in optimal functioning down into these 9 pillars of resilience. And so if people follow this program, they are going to be functioning better and feeling better and thinking better. So it really covers all areas of optimal functioning. But so the first one is your relationship with yourself. And one thing I want to add about that is we've talked about people's existing voice, existing sort of internal parent. And I like to contrast that with what I refer to as the optimal internal voice, an internal voice that people would want to model. And the qualities of that optimal voice include coming from a place of love, compassion, acceptance, support, care, and joy. So you want to compare your existing voice with what I'm identifying as the optimal, with the goal of gradually shifting how you talk to yourself into this voice of the optimal coming from those qualities. When we move to relationship with others, you want those relationships to be positive relationships. One of the keys is that, you know, we spend most of our day engaged in stressful behavior. When we are with family and friends, for example, when we're on our own time, so to speak, we want those to be times of relaxation where we could turn off the stress response. And so when we engage in voluntary relationships, those of our choice, we want to make sure those are relationships with people that love us, support us, are not critical or judgmental of us, and in whose presence we feel we can let down our guard, we could be vulnerable, where we can experience positive regard, because that's emotional nourishment, and that actually helps restore the resources used up during stress. So it's very important to start making discriminations and deciding if you're in a relationship that's not supportive, probably spending less time in that relationship or giving feedback and seeing if that relationship can be improved upon. The third pillar is relationship with something greater. And here's where we connect with the larger community. And here's where spirituality comes into play. Having meaning and purpose in your life, something that gives you reason to wake up in the morning and embrace the day, because you have these goals in life, this purpose in life, this spirituality. If we move into the next three pillars, Margaret, these have to do with organismic balance and mastery. And the fourth pillar is physical balance and mastery. And so think of your day. Think about how we have all these stimuli in our day that trigger threat, danger, that literally trigger the stress response, the fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. And for most of us, we jump from one stress to another without giving our bodies the opportunity for recovery. So think about it. We all have a limited amount of what I refer to as personal energy. And our bodies are always making a choice. Do I go into defend and protect because there's a threat and a danger? Or do I send my energy to the kidney to facilitate purifying my blood? Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, we are always making these choices. And this is why we get a lot of physical breakdown, because we spend so much time in the defend and protect mode, in which we continually activating our nervous system, that we're not giving our bodies enough opportunity to recover. And this is where we get all kinds of physical breakdown, whether it's gastrointestinal, neurological, cardiovascular. We're talking about a balance between the activation component of our nervous system and the recovery component. And
got
so
it.
I encourage people to look for what I call islands of safety in their day, times and places where they could say, okay, for the next few minutes, I'm totally safe. I can let down my guard. I can breathe and relax. And we all need to find times in our day to balance out all the stress responses that we engage in. So that's
right.
The fourth pillar. It's also very important if we have difficulty falling asleep. This is why we have difficulty, because of the dysregulation of our nervous system.
Got it. Now, before you move on, I do want to ask you a question about the third pillar and your work with people. And you know what? We just have to, I just saw the time, we have to take a segment break. So when we come back, I have a quick question about the third pillar, and then we'll continue on with the fourth, fifth, and sixth pillars. I'm finding this fascinating. So we are here with Dr. Steven Sidaroff. He is the author of The Nine Pillars of Resilience, and we will be back in just a moment.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com. webcasting.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works, the radio show that guides you and coaches you on aligning your thoughts, your emotions, and your belief systems with the desires that you have. So many people are focused on the undesirable things in their life, such as Dr. Sidoroff has talked with us about earlier in this show, that creates anxiety, that creates stress. But it is so important to get clear about what we desire, what we intend, and then to align our consciousness with that. So everything Dr. Sidoroff is talking with us about today really fits in with this harmonic matching process that we use over and over again on this show to address the topic of creating the life we want. So, Dr. Sidoroff, we were talking before, as we wrapped up the last segment, we were moving into the fourth pillar, but I have a question about the third pillar, and that pillar is, as I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the relationship to something greater than ourselves. It's aligned with being clear about a purpose or a mission in life. I find in my work in mental health and in corporate consulting that there are so many people who are unclear. They're very fuzzy when it comes to something greater than themselves, and they have lots of stories about how they're turned off or to traditional religion or different experiences maybe that they had at various churches growing up or as an adult. And so they kind of focus on what went wrong at some point in their life when they were connecting or trying to connect to something greater. And so I've experienced many people have not really accomplished anything with that third pillar as far as except negative energy about what didn't work or what they didn't like or the messages they got about something greater than themselves. Any thoughts on this and any success stories you want to talk about in terms of helping people connect to something greater?
Yes, so first off, remember one of the concepts of my model is a growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And a growth mindset means that if you're stumbling, if you're having trouble, if you've had some failures, you don't settle for that. You say, how can I engage to get better at this or whatever it is? And I like to say that wherever we're at, whatever's going on in our lives, there's always a best way forward. And when we accept that there's always a best way forward, that in and of itself takes us away from looking at the negative, because now we're focused on, okay, let me find the best way. And I've worked with a lot of people who struggle with this, and particularly people, for example, who retire. And so much of their purpose in life, so much of the meaning in life is tied to being productive at work, tied to getting their paycheck, tied to something related to that. And now they retire, and now they're like floating around with no grounding.
Right,
and so,
yes.
And so, you know, I could think of one person in particular who, when he retired, he really became depressed. And so the focus of our work together was to look for a purpose in his life. And what I wanted to share with your audience is simply the process of looking for that purpose. Even before you get the purpose, even before you figure it out, the process itself is a purpose in and of itself. In other words, I can be motivated about finding my purpose, and that motivation can take me out of the place of depression. Now I have a goal. Now I have a direction. Now I have something that I'm looking for. And that process itself can reignite a spark inside of a person. I wrote an article for Psychology Today where I said, purpose is the ultimate in use it or lose it. And I explain in that article how purpose, when you have a purpose in life, it can literally send a message down to every cell in your body, stay healthy, stay alive, because there's a reason why we need to stay healthy and alive. And
yeah.
So purpose
yeah.
can serve us on many different levels.
I think that is so true. That's like, it's like setting an intention, right? That
yes.
we, you know, our thoughts, our emotions, our belief systems are aligned with, I've got something I need to do, it's important, and I intend to do it, right? And it does send a message to the body. It does send a message to our whole being. I've been in a room where everybody got COVID but me, or everybody got the flu but me. But I have a very strong sense of purpose. And what you said just really resonates with me, because I'm very clear there's certain things I'm going to get done, and I intend to feel good when I'm doing them and be able to get up in the morning and accomplish what I want to accomplish. I think that makes a huge difference in terms of repelling illness, repelling germs, repelling, you know, not that I want to put the focus on repelling, but the focus is really on being able to thrive, right?
Definitely. Well, resilience enhances the functioning of our immune system. And mm-hmm. and research demonstrates that. We know that when you're more stressed, it takes twice as long to heal from illness
mm-hmm.
and from injury.
Mm-hmm. That's a very, very good point. I think people forget that. I think the medical profession also doesn't really address that. You know, I have a family member who's had some surgery on his leg, and he's dealing with physical therapy regularly and doctors and several surgeries. And, you know, stress has been very, very high. And I think that, you know, trying to discuss that with him, it's like he's very focused on traditional medicine and PT, but if he could just relax and shift out of the things that are upsetting him, shift to, like you said, learn from them. Put the attention on, you know, how can I go forward? What can I learn from this? How can I get to another place? If he could do that, I think the healing would be much faster. So that's interesting. Is there data on that your healing is twice as fast?
There actually is. There was one study done a while ago where they put a 10-centimeter incision in people's skin, which, you know, you can't do these days in research. But they did it, and they compared the healing with a high-stress group and a low-stress group. And it literally took the high-stress group twice as long for the healing to take place. And there are many studies like that. And there are also studies that show that when you prepare for surgery by practicing a relaxation process, a meditation or biofeedback process, that the healing from surgery is faster as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. That makes sense to me. That makes complete sense. And it would be so helpful if this information was, you know, understood by people before they went into surgery or when they're recovering from illness. I don't think necessarily you're doctors or your physical therapist are necessarily talking about it with clients, with patients.
Well, it's not even taught in medical schools.
Right. I am aware of that. At least I'm aware that it used to be. So what you're saying is still currently it's not taught in medical school. I get that. It's just really unfortunate because we're missing the point, aren't we? We're missing the boat here
right.
on some of this.
Definitely.
But we have to take, we're on our last 8-minute segment, so we have to take a quick break, and then we're
okay.
going to be back in just a moment talking with Dr. Stephen Sideroff about his book, The 9 Pillars of Resilience. Stay tuned.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com. Is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you four essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website TuneIntoLove.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We are here today having an incredible conversation with Dr. Steven Sidaroff. Dr. Steven, let's give you a website to our listeners before we engage in more wonderful conversation here.
Certainly, it's drstephensidaroff.com, and many useful pieces of information there, and some free gifts if people go on. I have a 15-minute audio relaxation visualization that people can download for free there as well.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. I'll pass that on to several people I know and to my clients as well, so thank you. So before we continue on, you know, let's talk a little bit about the path and have you give us some direction on that.
Yes, so, you know, we started out talking about how stressed people are and how much people have on their plates, how overwhelmed people are by stress. And, you know, I wrote the book not just to give in good information. I wrote the book to get results. I wrote it so people literally follow the process, the program, to become more resilient. And the way I've done that is I've created this notion of the path. And this is designed to help people overcome their sense of overwhelm. You know, we have all these things that we feel we should be doing. And even when we do take steps of improvement, we're always looking to the things we didn't yet do. And so I tell people that the path is alongside them every moment of every day. And that if they take just a few steps based on my nine pillars, based on my book, they will get onto the path. And once they're on the path, they can feel comfortable, reassured, and relaxed knowing that they're going in the right direction. So that they don't start looking to see, oh, but I didn't do this, I didn't do that. You're not going to be able to do everything all at once. And so all you want to do is look for a few steps that take you onto and put you on the path. And therefore, the path is always there, accessible to you, and you can be successful every single day. You don't have to wait until you do a whole bunch of stuff down the road before you could say, I'm okay. You can be okay every single day by taking a few steps based on my model that puts you onto the path. So it's a mechanism for feeling successful right here and right now and not feeling overwhelmed.
I like that. Can you give an example of that? Like somebody wakes up, you know, how would you just give an example of somebody connecting
sure.
to the path?
Sure. There are many examples. For example, one example, and this is not uncommon, is people that I deal with who have difficulty falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they experience this as such a big chasm between being awake and falling asleep. And so they actually approach sleep and bedtime with anxiety. Am I going to be able to fall asleep? And then that anxiety actually makes it more difficult. And so I say, let's get onto the path. And to get onto the path, we just take a couple of steps. And those steps are, number one, recognizing that this is a growth mindset, recognizing that you have bad habits that are at the source of your sleep problems. One bad habit is when you get into bed, you start thinking about all the problems of your day. And that's a habit. And so you're not going to be able to solve it completely today, but you can get on the path of resolution. And that path is every time you start, you're in bed, you start to think about a problem, you say, no, bedtime is for sleeping only. Let me make a note about this on a piece of paper next to my bed. And now let me go back to falling asleep. And I like to tell people that thinking is the left side of the brain. Falling asleep, we need to engage the right side. And to do that, you go into feelings and sensations. So when you lie down and you feel your head on the pillow, focus on the sensation, the feeling of comfort and sinking into the pillow. So you shift from the thought to the feeling. Now, 2 minutes later, and this is what I was referring to, 2 minutes later, you're going to notice you're thinking again. Rather than giving up, rather than saying this doesn't work, you recognize it's a retraining. Okay, put the thoughts aside and now focus on my head sinking into the pillow again. And you may need to do this every 2 minutes, but gradually you'll get better and better at it. And this is one of the primary lessons of resilience, is that you don't give up. You realize that relearning is a process that takes time.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. And, you know, I want to add to that because I used to sleep really well. Then I went through a period where I struggled with it. And then I'm back without any issues, sleeping perfectly well. My head hits the pillow and I'm gone. You know, I have a great sleep. But when I went through that rough period, I did much of what you said. I kept that pad of paper by the bed. I wrote my notes down to kind of let it go because it was written down now for tomorrow morning. Now I can use this time to sleep. But I did something else, and I just set the intention, I'm going to have a great sleep. And then I took a moment of remembering how I used to be able to sleep well. Like I would, you know, put that in my consciousness of, I used to put my head on the pillow and I just went into a great sleep and woke up the next morning feeling refreshed. So somehow that made a huge difference for me because the visualization, the memory, the feeling of sleeping well. It only took probably a split second, really, literally, to bring that image back into my mind instead of bringing the image into my mind of struggling to go to sleep. And once I started doing that, approaching it very intentionally, it made a huge difference for me. The days of not sleeping well were gone. They were gone. It just was like, as you said earlier, you know, you set the intention, you set the tone, and every cell in your body responds to it.
Yeah, and you did some really good things there, including remembering when you did sleep well. So what you were doing was you were engaging a healthy internal voice, as we talked about earlier,
yes,
to reassure yourself, to be good to yourself, to say, you know, Margaret, you were able to sleep well in the past. That's reassuring, and that supported the process.
Mm-hmm. It definitely supported the process because things turned around very quickly when I started doing that. And then also writing the note down and not trying to lay in bed worrying about something I couldn't do that night. I had to do the next day, just putting it on paper. The other thing is sometimes I'd put the notes in my phone, and then, of course, you're turning on the phone, you get the blue screen. There's something, I don't know the details, but something about the screen of the phone is not good. It can help keep you awake. And then you've got the simulation of your whole phone there. You got emails, you got text messages, and next thing you know, you start working from bed. So, like you said, I like what you said, that pad of paper by the bed, and don't use your phone to take those notes to remember in the morning what you need to do. We have to go, Dr. Sidorov, but this has been so much fun. I could talk with you forever. I want to encourage our listeners to get your book. I know it's on Amazon. I've seen it on Amazon. I checked it out this morning. The Nine Pillars of Resilience is the title of Dr. Sidorov's book. And the subtitle is The Proven Path to Master Stress, Slow Aging, and Increase Vitality. I want to thank you again for being on my show. And I look forward to hearing more about your books. Keep me posted on how this one's doing, and I'll do everything I can to promote it because I'm very excited about your work.
Thank you very much, Margaret. It's been my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.